Good afternoon, folks. We're back here with another edition of Shady Groove. Blogspot.com, the podcast where we play for you only the best of rock, rhythm, reggae, blues, and anything that we feel is great. Let's start off, ease it on in today with a real cool rootsy tune called Call Me the Breeze from JJ. JJ.
Here's one of your rock and roll favorites, Breeze. Shuffle on down the road.
I'm not afraid to die.
Blow and blow the good doctor himself, Mr. Dr. John Rebenek. That is from Dr. John's Gumbo 1972 album. It is called Blow. The track called, it was called Blow and Blow. If you didn't get a chance to check that album out, check it out. It is one of my favorites. But let's keep on rolling. So I hit a little Hendrix up, but this is a little known Hendrix tune called "Taking Care of No Business." Definitely shows his humorous and his sense of humor the side of him right there. So check it out.
Get him out.
Get out, you bum! We don't want your kind in here anymore.
Laying in the alleyway, maybe some rich boo will come my way and throw me a dime. That's all I need to give me more wine. All I got is to my name is a beat up guitar with three broken strings, and I sure know I just ain't taking care of no business. Look at here. Hey, kitty cat, where are you going? Oh, this part of the alley is my home. Walking all over outside my wall. Boy, you sure got a whole lot of gall. I had a sandwich in a paper bag, but a rat stole it. Ain't that some drag? Lord, I know. I sure ain't taking care of no business. Play the horn. Washing down hogs, but that meant standing up all the time, and standing up to me is just like dying. I'm so lazy that I could cry, but tears are just too lazy to fall out my eyes. Lord, 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 I'm so messed up. Can't even business. Play it one more time. Yeah. Oh, woe is me. Oh, I sure wish I had me a sandwich. Anything. I'm so broke I can't even pay attention. Lord. I'm so poor I couldn't even give you the time.
When I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. A was time. I'm a man. Spell him. Going back down the Kansas doom, bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A. Never miss the way I make love to them. They can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him A.
Bo Diddley, man. That is called I'm a Man from Bo Diddley's first hit single in 1955. It was the B-side from that hit single. The A-side was the track Bo Diddley, but that is just a powerhouse of a single where, you know, what came from it was not just blues or R&B, but it was like a guitar-driven rock and roll, but with blues and R&B influences in it. So before that, we heard Jimi Hendrix and Taking Care of No Business off of the box set in 2002. And let's keep on rolling with another one. We're talking about I'm a Man from Bo Diddley, but let's talk about a brown-eyed handsome man. This one's by Buddy Holly.
Oh, arrested on the charges of an unemployment. He was sitting in the witness stand. A judge's wife called up the district attorney to that brown-eyed man. Job better for that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA, I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd been walking 30 miles a route to Bombay to reach a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. Way back in history, 3,000 years back, ever since the world began, there's been a whole lot of good women changing years upon a brown-eyed handsome man. A lot of trouble was a brown-eyed. Couldn't make up her mind between a doctor and a lawyer man. Her mother told her, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man. That's what your daddy is, a brown-eyed handsome man. Well, the Marlowe Venus was a beautiful lass. She had the world in the palm of her hand. She lost both her arms in a wrestling match to win a brown-eyed handsome man. She thought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. Well, it's 2-3 to count, and nobody only hit a high-fly into the stand. Around the 30 was a hit for home. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. On my game, it was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Rolling.
Okay.
is the story of Victoria Lee. She started off on Birkenhead and ended up with me. She lived in Berkeley till the earthquake shook her loose. She lives in Texas now where nothing ever moves. But Victoria, you talk so low.
Floor by down in bed, but yeah, mama, you've been. color of the sun cut flat. Here come ring the crossroads that I'm standing at. Maybe it's the weather or something like that. Mama, you've been off my mind. Oh yeah. Mama, you've been on my mind. Mama, you've been on my mind.
All right, going back there to the last one we just heard was Bob Dylan. That was called "Mama, You Been on My Mind." If you didn't notice, it was a pretty raw cut. It was off of a bootleg album called Yesterday in 1969. It was called that because of the fact that he played Yesterday, the Beatles Yesterday on it. Before that, we heard Victoria for the old 97's Wreck Your Life album in 1997, and then going about 57 years before that, 50 years before that, Buddy Holly with Brown Eyed Handsome Man before that. So we're going to keep on rolling with the guy called Shiny Ribs. Shiny Ribs is one of the front men from the Gourds. And he has a new album in 2010 called Well After a While. It's this is a track called If You Need the 442. It is an amazing album, though, so check this track out. You're going to hear a lot more of him. This is The Man with the Master Plan. Shiny to the motherfucking ribs. Check it out.
Half moon and the lightning, full of hail and hot air. Tornadoes just waiting to get back over here. Unsuspecting crackers on the flat mud land. They don't even know about. They're gonna get blowed out. My husband sleeps hard from his years on the road. My daddy sleeps a lot from his years in the war. When the cat's outside, I sleep all right. But I get suffering. Her little heart and mind, she might get in a fight. Lay down and die. Oh. There's a fine line. A preacher and a teacher. All my first gray hair, it grows through my nose, and I can't say if it invaded my mustache. It's too much to think about when I'm bored off my ass. My husband sleeps hard from his years on the road. My daddy sleeps a lot from his years in the war. And the cat's outside, sleep all right, but I get so. Sexy funeral, where everybody's feeling blue. I remember in doing you. My husband sleeps hard from his years on the road. My daddy sleeps a lot from his years in a war. When the cat's outside, I sleep all right, but I get suffering. Her little heart, mine, she might get in a fight later. When I
You part the waters, the same ones that I'm drowning in. You lead your casual slaughters, and I'm the one who helps you win. You've got your grand. Credit cards, and you thank your lucky star. But don't forget the ones who foot the bill.
Off of the 1994 album Motorcade of Generosity. It's about midway through our podcast this week, and we've got a nice long one for you, so sit back, relax. This is Richard Betts, better known as Dickie Betts. It's called Handpicked. It's actually with Vassar Clemens on the way, so let it roll. Well, well, what we just heard was Bob Marley and the Wailers singing Guava Jelly, most notoriously known as one of Bob's acoustic songs, but that was a rare cut off of Groovin' Kingston 12. It's a box set, and that's a great one. Before that, we heard Richard Betts, or Dickie Betts. It was a track called Handpicked. He is tag-teaming that with Vassar Clemons, and that just rocks and rolls along as we... it was off of an album called Highway Call in 2001. Let's move on to some new music off of the Mother Hips Pacific Dust in, album in 2009. This is Third Floor Story.
Tell me what you want. her long black hair, they don't give a damn.
Man, that song rocks. That is Electric Light Orchestra off of a New World record in 1976. What a rocking tune. And before that, we heard another rocking one off of the Mother Hips' Third Floor Story called Pacific Dust. I mean, actually, off of their Pacific Dust album called, the track was called Third Floor Story. Anyway, that's all the time we got for you on shadygroove.blogspot.com. Check out the podcast. Check out the blog. Leave a comment, check us out, definitely say hi and say what's up. But I'm going to leave you with, like we do every week, with a Gord's tune. This is When Wine Was Cheap off of their 1996 album, Them's Good Beeble, the first one. So let's hear it. See ya.
If I can match her disrespect.